Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains August 8th through the 14th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Are you ready to discover the essential qualities that make a project lead stand out in the real world of project management? Stay tuned, I got you. This is your boy D. For all you smart and intelligent folks out there, listen, that just simply means Ed. I got a hot one for you. I got something that may be a little bit controversial and a little bit controversial. Okay, did I say that twice? Yeah, I did that on purpose. No, it may be a little controversial because of the fact that everybody views a project lead different in different organizations. Trust me, this is nothing I'm making up. I wish I was. I wish it was just a standard definition like there is for what a project manager is or what a program manager is or what a project coordinator. But this role of project lead can be held in different regards. So, according to Monday.com, I think that's a good software, by the way, check it out. But anyway, according to Monday.com, a project lead is less qualified and experienced than a project manager. Some of their responsibilities include basically really almost similar to a project coordinator, but just a little, but I'll say a step up. They may handle some of the reporting and things of that nature. But as you know, I have seven things if you're looking to be a project lead. And again, like I want to emphasize that in some organizations, a project lead is higher than a project manager. I don't know why. I didn't make this up. I wish I did, but it's not that way. So family, if you see I don't want you to get discouraged if you're a project lead and maybe you were a project manager because it means different things in different organizations. However, technically, according to Monday.com, according to other things I've read along the way, is a project lead, more or less, like I stated earlier, they have similar responsibilities as a project manager. However, they don't have that accountability that a project manager has as far as for the entire project. They may have to take care of bits and pieces of the project. So let's look at my seven point framework of soft skills that really could really, you know, make a project lead be successful. You want to see those? I got you. Say less. First of it is visionary mindset. Now, when you look at this, having a visionary mindset, get off me, having a visionary mindset is basically having the ability to create the desired outcome of what the team was looking for. So that just basically, to sum that up, is basically having the clarity of what the path forward looks like. Let's jump into point number two, expertise and knowledge. So what a project lead brings is they bring their deep expertise into the project. Also, their expertise around the project domains, the methodologies, also, you know, other practices as far as frameworks. And they really develop themselves as a trusted advisor and authority as a project lead. So again, expertise and knowledge. Point number three. I know I gotta say this. There's no way that I can't say this without, when I'm talking about project management, and you guys already know, if you're one of my loyal family members, you know what I'm gonna say. Communication. Yes, family. Effective communication on top of that. So what a project lead of having the ability to articulate verbally as well as written the clear goals as well as the clear expectations to the stakeholders. Now that is key, because if you can't articulate verbally as well as written of where you're going, as that quote says, anywhere will do. So again, effective communication. A project lead wants to make sure that they have effective communication. Point number four, strategic. This is one of my favorite, strategic thinking. It's more, when I look at strategic thinking, I classify it as more of the big picture, or the individual that is anticipating risk at the same time, watch this, family, identifying opportunities and then being able to chart or, matter of fact, document those successfully to understand. When you look at the big picture, you know, someone will tell you, oh, the big picture. But when someone says that, start asking questions what they mean by the big picture. And that's what's important for the project lead, to make sure that they have the ability to articulate, going back to what we said the point before, this effective communication, but being able to articulate out what is the big picture. Can you line that up? Can you bring me into your vision? If you're able to bring me into your vision with examples, with analogies and things of that nature, or most of all stories, you have me sold as a stakeholder. Point number five. Now, this is one of my favorite. I know they're all my favorite, but this is one of them as well. Can you, the project lead, they have to be able to have the ability to create what we're calling here team empowerment. Again, team empowerment. The ability to foster collaboration, build trust, and create a sense of authority and ownership. What does that look like? Because I know when I say authority and ownership, sometimes that makes people nervous, so I want to unpack that. What I mean by that is authority and ownership is saying, this is mine. And when I say this is mine, let me explain. When you say this is yours, this meaning that you're holding yourself accountable for the outcome and the results that come out of this. So if you're responsible for delivering a particular outcome and or result, you have to make sure you take full accountability. Right now, I'm reading Jocko's book, Extreme Ownership. And I actually had a chance to exhibit that today because I was frustrated, family, about my team. We had an amazing opportunity to take advantage of a particular within this particular project. And what happened was that the team wasn't ready. And that was my fault. I should have got them ready. Now, I could have used every reason in the book, and they're valid reasons. But I always go back to the quote that I remixed from Boosie, either you can have pain or progress. Remember, you can't have both. And what that basically means, family, either I can sit in the pain and be frustrated about the expectation that I thought they should have delivered to me and they didn't, or I could be upset about, you know, why didn't anyone reach out to me? I could be upset and frustrated about, but at the end of the day, family, does that solve anything? And so that's why it's important for team empowerment. So I had to empower the team. And then empowering the team is saying, hey, that's my bag. I should have set you guys up for success. Even though I was right about the way I handle it, however, I should have poured more into it. So again, just being able to take accountability and build that trust. See, when you take accountability, you build trust with your team because your team is like, oh, that person is not afraid to admit when they were wrong or they made a mistake or they thought they could have done something better. Because you got to keep in mind, family, these projects have a beginning and an end date. So we're learning as we're going along. Yes, we may have examples of other projects, but yet and still, it's just still to have the ability to be able to move along within these projects successfully. Point number six, adaptability and resilience. That's my thing. You know what? Let me be honest with you, family. Can I say something? I don't like working with people that haven't been through anything. You say, what do you mean by that? I'm glad you ask. See, family, when you work with a team that never been through anything, never had any highs and lows in a project, and if all they had is highs, they're not going to know how to respond well when you have lows. Because a project, if you allow me to, I'll be doing some more visual. I know you guys, you like to see some visual things. So some more visual stuff is coming soon. But with a project, it's like a roller coaster. That's the best way I can, to describe it. I mean, on your way going up the roller coaster, I don't know about you, we act all brave, like, yeah, this ain't nothing. And then you get up top, at the top of the roller coaster, you look down, you're like, ooh, I don't think I'm supposed to be up this high unless I'm in an airplane or something. I don't think I'm supposed to be in a roller coaster. Too late, boom, and you dip down. And so that's sort of like a project in a sense, is that you get up on the, you're on this high, like you know, you're knocking out your tasks, you're meeting your milestone, you're addressing any risk and or issues that come. I mean, you're just, I'm trying to think who said that, but man, you just in there cooking. Basically, you're doing above and beyond. And then, bam, you get hit with something you wouldn't even expect it. And all of that momentum could just drop if you don't have the right team as far as having the ability to be adaptable and resilient, which is point number six. See, when you have the ability to be adaptable and resilient, what this does is they that resource embraces change. They navigate through the challenges. They adjust and adapt plans, and then they keep the team motivated. Speaking of motivation, I'm definitely going to create a motivation audio for, I don't know, maybe 10 songs. I haven't figured out yet for the family. And I'm trying to decide if I'm going to give it away free to the first 50 people and then put a charge on it. But back to what I was saying, having the ability, having the adaptability and resilience. Now, adaptability, you'll see a lot more in the Scrum framework and even Agile. But really in a waterfall, just being able to navigate these challenges, family, because sometimes it can be challenging to navigate the challenges that come your way and still keep the mindset of moving the team forward and leading the team forward. My last and final point, family, and I'll let you go. You have to be results driven. Yeah, I know what that person said, but where are the results? Or better yet, you like this, because I know my audience really love me that well. My family really rock with me. You probably need to understand this. Where are the receipts? And that's point number seven. Results-driven approach. So basically, when a project lead is leading a project, they're there to set clear goals, establish measurable milestones, and drive the team towards success. Make sure that the team can be successful. When you're pushing as a project lead, if you're pushing to make your team successful, in turn, your team will make you successful. Hey, family, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. It's been your boy, ED. What is a project lead? That's always an interesting, sketchy topic, because most of the time you think of a project lead as a project coordinator, but they are two separate things. So I hope you got something out of today's video. This is your boy, ED. Until next time, I'm out.